Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I've heard during the break a woman's voice in the background, and I said, is that your wife? To the father of SEAL Team 6 hero, Michael Strange. Charles said, yeah, that's Mary. Mary Strange, maiden name Jones, she was telling me. She's been a listener for years, she was telling me during the break. So it's great to talk to Mary. Introduce me to Mary briefly here, Charles.
Okay, I'm here.
you've been sitting back listening to this. I know it's painful to open these wounds up over and over again, but to get justice, you've got to do it. Anything you'd like to say to the audience out there about justice?
These guys were very, very intelligent men. All 30 were brave Americans. And they knew something, okay? And they trusted. They knew going over to Afghanistan that there's a possibility, hey, we're at war. But they never thought it would come from the people they trusted the most. My God. You know what blows my mind, Alex? How these sick, twisted, evil SOBs can lay their head down at nighttime and sleep. Like, they're just evil people that have done this. I'm watching my husband go through this for the past 2 years. Has been so unbelievably painful, you know. And he's, my husband's a great guy. He's a wonderful man, you know, and it's just, it's sickening. It's sickening. I can't believe these guys were murdered by our own. But so many people walk around, you know, with the blinders on and don't want to believe that, you know, our government could do that. We're not in 1930s or 40s anymore, people. You know, we have somebody in the White House that hates America.
That's right. In the past, and I've studied history, even corrupt individuals in the past knew to not do really bad stuff like this because it's so dishonorable. It is such bad luck even for the elites that do it. They are out of their minds. And I hope, Mary, you sound like a very intelligent and passionate lady, that we can get you on next week on the nightly news with your husband, Charles. And just thank God you guys have been really leading. And now so many other Navy SEAL families are coming out. I know that your son, Michael, looking down from heaven, is very, very proud of you, Mary.
Michael was my stepson, Alex, and thank you. I know he's very proud of his dad, and I believe that if Michael was here and the roles were reversed, he wouldn't stop until he found out the truth. And you know what? We're going to find out. Like, whatever the truth is, Alex, we can handle it. We can. Just tell us the truth, what happened.
Absolutely. I'm going to jam in these calls quick, real fast. Michael in Wisconsin, Army, Afghanistan, just real quick question.
I just would like to say about, I was in the 101st Airborne, the first that we got into the country back in 01-02, and all the different operation units there, unfortunately, they just did throw you on to a CH-47 Chinook. You know, it's just because of lack of assets.
Well, I don't think that would generally be with the Navy SEALs from what I was told, but I can see what you're saying. And you heard the earlier guy say that was actually, I know they were overall in the past reliable aircraft. The point is they never put them on together like that from what I was told. And I guess you were in the Army. Maybe it was different there.
Well, you would go in. There's all the different coalition special ops. Let's say I'm sitting there on a QRF, quick reactionary force, laying in Bagram. Boom, the bird.
Sure. Well, listen, we're going to talk more about this next week when they're back on with us. Mary, Charles, thank you both. It's the MichaelStrangeFoundation.org or Facebook, Michael Strange Foundation. Follow them there. God bless you guys. We've got about 20 seconds left. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to just thank you for everything.
Thank you, Alex. We really appreciate helping us, and I'll be looking forward to coming on your program again, and I can't thank Larry Klayman again, and all the pray for all the, we lost over, a little over 7,000 in the Iraq-Afghan war.
Yes, sir. Let me say this to you. Don't thank me, Charles, and don't thank me, Mary. We're all in this together, brother. I mean, if they can do this to your son, they can do it to anybody. God bless you.
Hello. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A 2-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The 2-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, folks, anybody who's a football fan knows who Drew Pearson is, with all the famous Hail Marys and all the big, you know, Super Bowls and playoffs and all of it. I grew up in Dallas, born in Dallas, so some of my earliest memories were Sunday parties with all the friends and family over and watching Roger Staubach and Drew Pearson. So I tell you, and my dad saying, get out from in front of the television. In fact, absolutely amazing. And so he's with us for the balance of the hour, and I'm kind of glad we just went from that super heavy issue of the Navy SEALs being killed and their helicopter being taken out into something a little more happy here. But, you know, we had Mary Lou Henner on a few weeks ago of Taxi and all those big movies because she's involved with longevity. And then I was looking, Drew Pearson's involved, not just all these NBA and, you know, famous NFL people because of how really good these products are. And this is an infomercial today, but we'll talk some about it because it's such great products and also funds the broadcast and the news organization. But I thought, wow, let me get him on the phone or let me get Drew Pearson on via Skype. And Drew Pearson said, no, I'll come down there when I get a chance in a few months. And I'm like, really? So he flew down here from Big D, and it is awesome. And man, I tell you, you look like you're 20 years old in shape. Don't beat me up.
Well, thank you. If I'd known you'd get a compliment like that, I would have been here a long time ago.
No, and I tell you, that's a sharp-looking suit, too, man.
Thank you.
No, but I mean, I talked to so many NFL guys especially people that have taken all the knocks you have, they can hardly walk. Yeah. Man, in person, you look like you're ready to, you know, take on the special forces. I mean, how have you done it? And you're doing Fox TV shows, ESPN, you're doing public speaking worldwide.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. You're doing all these charities for people. I mean, you're a busy guy.
Yeah, I am, and I'm blessed because, you know, as Coach Landry used to say, if we're fortunate, there's going to be a lot of life after football. And so he tried to get us to prepare for life after football. I played 11 years for the Cowboys, and the first couple years I've learned all I can learn about the X's and O's, the strategies of the game, and you just keep implementing that and getting better at that. But then what do you do with the rest of your time? You know, what I did was watch and observe how that Cowboy organization did business, how Landry carried himself, how he was the CEO of the team, and Tex Tram and Gil Brandt. Even though all these guys had totally different personalities, they all came together for the good of the Dallas Cowboys. And so I took that information, that knowledge, and parlayed it into a life after football. But at the same time, we knew we weren't going to make enough money to last for a life after football. So while we're playing for the Dallas Cowboys, we're developing contacts. I worked every offseason that I played for the Dallas Cowboys. I worked for an attorney. I sold shoes. I worked sporting goods. I was in oil and gas business, just trying to get ready for life after football. So all that preparation got me ready for life after football. And because of that, and then the association with the Dallas Cowboys, having success winning, you know, the 11 years that I played, I played in seven championship games, one game away from seven Super Bowls in 11 years. We didn't win it every time, but because of that consistent level of winning, people recognize and know the name Drew Pearson. My tenure with the Cowboys is when we became known as America's team. So we were always on TV. So all in
also known for being clean too, right, and good. So yeah.
Tom Landry, your head coach. That image, you know, of him on the sideline with the suit and tie. That's why I'm wearing a tie right now.
By the way, I should
Tom
be doing
Landry's
that.
He's influence.
My grandfather, you know, was in track and field, played football at the University of Texas, and for 3 years he was roommates with Tom Landry.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, he's gone now. But I asked him. He said, "No, that was Tom Landry."
Yes.
He said the nicest, like beyond John Wayne. Yeah. He was the real deal. And would do anything for you.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And the thing about it is, you know, he made you good football players, but he's trying to make men of you as well. When we traveled the games, we wore suit and ties. We didn't carry gym bags. We carried briefcases. We were studying computer printouts, the tendencies of our opponents way back in the early 70s. So he was preparing us for life after football. And then you add all that to the success of winning consistently. So now in your life after football, people know you, they recognize you. When you throw your name out there to try to get in the door for a business meeting or an opportunity or something, man, people recognize that name right away, and right away you'll get that opportunity to meet or at least present whatever product you're trying to sell. So I've been able to parlay that into a life after football and created great opportunities for me, whether it be in broadcasting or business. And just feel very fortunate. And, you know, when you're hanging around guys like Roger Staubach, Bob Lilly, Leroy Jordan, Mel Renfro, Bob Hayes, and guys like that, you know, sooner or later, you know, people are going to look at you as they look at them. And if you're smart, you'll live your life like they kind of live their lives as well.
We've got some of your famous plays up there on the screen
nice.
Right now, and I tell you, it's flashbacks to childhood.
Yeah.
Flashbacks to childhood, big time, sitting there looking at that. Drew Pearson's here, if you just joined us, and that's the reason I wanted to get you on, because I went and, you know, of course, I've seen you off and on national television and followed your career after mm-hmm. football, but going to doing research for the interview, I'm like, my gosh, there's too much to cover there. There's nothing this guy isn't involved in, and that's so exciting. You know, I don't want to stereotype young people today, because every older generation does it for the next. Mm-hmm. But I know what my grandfather was like, what my dad was like, and I don't even, and I'm a workaholic. I don't work like my dad has done. Just because they enjoy it, they get into it. They don't want to sit around unless it's Sunday watching football or something or camping.
Right.
And now I look at young people and stuff and people out of college, and we have to go through a lot of them till we find good people. We've now got a great crew. They literally think the whole world is just going to be handed to them, and they don't want that job, that entry-level job. They immediately just want to have it all handed to them. And then I guess that's why we got 101 million Americans now on food assistance of one type or another. I don't want to be negative here, but I think we should talk about Drew Pearson as the positive versus the negative. What would you say to young people out there that you know that feel like entry-level stuff isn't good enough for them?
Well, I would say you got to start somewhere. You know, no one ever, unless you, it's not, sometimes you heard, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And if you know somebody, maybe you can start at the top, but still, that doesn't make you qualified to do the job.
It's usually short-lived.
Right. So, entry level, hey, you got to start somewhere. I joined the Dallas Cowboys, an undrafted free agent. There was 100 other rookies there. You know, don't look at Drew Pearson.
That's why I raised that. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Don't look at Drew Pearson now as one of the all-time great Cowboys, Ring of Honor guy and that type of thing. Look at the distance I traveled to get to that honor. You know, as I said, undrafted free agent, 100 rookies, 165 pounds as a rookie, run a 4.640, never lifted any weights in high school or college, didn't lift any weights till I got to the pros and made the Cowboys. So,
but that's what people love.
I got to get in the door. Yeah. If you get in your door, then you can create opportunities for yourself. So how do you get in the door? Entry level is the way to get in the door. And then when I got into business, I'm selling hats for Drew Pearson Marketing. That's what I did. I started that in 85, 2 years after I retired from the NFL.
Yeah, sharp hats.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, we created a business niche for ourselves by just getting in the door. When you get in the door, you don't go ask for all the business. Stop doing business with everybody else you've been doing business with for all these years. No, just give us a little niche of business that they might not be capable of doing. They're not might not be servicing the way it should be serviced. So we got in the door with people like the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and that created opportunities for us to get in the door on the retail side with retailers like Walmart, Kmart, and people like that. But it's all about getting in the door and then increasing your footprint once you get in the door. Everybody wants to start at the top, but it doesn't work that way sometimes.
Well, plus, if you started at the top, you wouldn't know how to run everything. You've got to start low level to learn all the skills. Even some of my worst jobs I had in high school and college, I look back now and learned little pieces of things that now I can bring together in other areas.
Right. Well, that's important. And part of those pieces of things that you got to learn is from the people you surround yourself with. You know, a blessing for me when I played football was the people I was playing with, Landry, Staubach, all those other great players. It made me better. Then when I got into business, I took that lesson. You know, they say you surround yourself. If you want to be successful, surround yourself with success. And when I got in the business, I surrounded myself with people that were smarter than me on the business side. Because while I'm playing football for 11 years trying to develop that career, I knew they were out there developing their business careers. And those are the kind of people I surrounded myself with to start my business, Drew Pearson Marketing, and that's why we were able to be successful for 23 years.
Amazing. I want to get into just a whole cornucopia of issues when we come back from break. But first off, our connection is through longevity.
Right.
I don't claim I'm some super, you know, athlete guy and you know, exercise enough that I have over the years. But I'm telling you, I saw friends and family with this have dramatic results. People with joint problems, people with weight problems, people with their hair falling out, whatever. just so good for them that I finally got into it. I've never, you know, promoted vitamins and minerals and things like this, but then I got to know Dr. Wallach and everybody, and I know you only endorse stuff. Best part about being a salesman is you find the great products. It sells itself. What can you say in a minute and a half as we go to break about longevity and about the particular products that you're promoting for them?
Well, longevity, first of all, is a great company. You know, it's great to be associated. And the reason I'm associated with it is because my former business partner in the headwear industry is now the CFO of longevity, and he introduced me to the company. Then he introduced me to some products that he thought could help me. He saw me dragging my right leg around from knee surgery I had from my playing days, and now it's taking a negative effect on the rest of my body, and it's causing me not to have the wellness and the good health that I need, and I don't like dragging my leg around. I got a little pride. I don't want to walk around hurt. So he introduced me to this cream, CM cream, and I tried it, and I couldn't believe the immediate results. And it took away the pain, first of all, then it increased my flexibility, second of all, and it reduced the swelling third of all, and now I'm almost pain-free with the knee. Now, it doesn't heal it, but it makes it a little more comfortable to deal with it. Now, you got to do other things to try to fix it.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
It makes you a lot more comfortable.
Absolutely. Ted Anderson was going to have knee surgery, the owner of this radio network, the show that syndicates it.
Yes.
And he did all the different products and didn't have to have the surgery. That's what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502, 888-959-6502.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, Drew Pearson, the famous Dallas Cowboy, one of the most famous Hail Mary catches ever and many other famous plays, in studio with us right now. talking about excellence in life. I tell you, this guy is a role model. Speaking of longevity, I'm not going to belabor the whole time about it, but he is an ambassador for it. The CM cream, CM Plus caplets, the ultimate CM soft gels, all available at InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can get discounts when you sign up to be a distributor for $10, like Costco or whatever. You can get discounts when you sign up for auto ship. You can get free shipping. InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also do it as a business if you'd like to sign up to be a distributor at 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. What I like about the longevity products is I've tried other stuff that didn't really do anything. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a meal replacement. They don't even advertise it as that, but I was telling you during the break, that's what I've lost 30 pounds with it. I need another 30 to go, but specifically, because Ted Anderson talked about the CM tablets and the cream. Yes. He was going to have the surgery, yeah, and the pain just went away. Obviously, you tackled so many times. Well, not too many. You usually got away from them. What did it do for you? Because this isn't a game. I only promote, folks, what I believe works, right, and what has had a great effect. I promote things I believe in. You were telling me during the break, same thing with you.
Yeah, what it did for me is gave me some relief. You know, like I said, I had that knee surgery on my right knee back in 1980, and then with the wear and tear, running pass routes and playing 11 years in the NFL, you know, sooner or later in your life after football, that's going to come back and affect you, and it's going to bother you. And it was bothering me. And, you know, being an active guy, it kind of slowed me down and set me down. And I was trying all different kind of things. And all of a sudden, Dave Brisky, who's the CFO with Longevity, a former business partner, comes to me and introduces me to the CM cream. He says, just try it, because he saw me dragging my leg around. And so I did try it. And first thing I noticed, it wasn't smelly like most analgesics are, balms are. It wasn't oily or any greasy or anything like that. And then after I put it on, it just felt a coolness effect. And what that was a penetration of the ingredients here in the CM cream automatically, instantly hitting my knee where it needs to be hit. And right away, I could feel the difference. The flexibility increased. Well, first of all, the swelling decreased, which increased the flexibility. And because of that flexibility increase, the pain started to subside as well. So now I use it on a regular basis. And if you take the CM Plus pill, now that's going to heal you from the inside out. So you have the cream working from the outside in and the pill working from the inside out. Now, if I had this stuff back in the day, Alex Jones, I'd still be playing for the Dallas Cowboys probably.
Well, exactly. That's what Theo Radcliffe said.
Yeah.
And so many other, you know, top NBA people.
Right. He promotes the rebound.
No one explains that the food has had the minerals dissipated out of it because they use these chemical fertilizers.
Right.
And the body needs 90 things, not three like a plant.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so elementary. But the hospitals, none of them will teach nutrition.
Right. And, you know, I don't really care what's in it. You know, I'll leave that to Dr. Wallach and the experts over there at Longevity. All I know is it works, and that's all I care about.
Well, we've got listeners.
I get results.
Exactly. We've got listeners for 18 years that know until 3 years ago they never heard me promote vitamins, minerals, and stuff because I try stuff, and I'm like, well, I don't feel anything here.
Right.
I can't take Beyond Tangy Tangerine in the evening because it'll keep me up. There's no caffeine in it.
No, but there's B12 and that kind of vitamin.
Exactly.
And that'll give you the energy and keep
exactly.
You
up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is good, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because everybody, we know we need to take vitamins. And nobody wants to be taking pills, 30, 40 pills. So it's all right here in the tab. You open it up, put it in a bottle of water, some juice. You drink that down. You got the...
What does it do for you? You like it?
Yeah, it gives me the energy. It keeps me up with my vitamin, mineral intake that I need to take. Because, like I was saying, you know, nobody...
Drew, how old are you?
Do I have to give that...
No, you just look really, really...
No, I'm 62.
Oh, so, man.
I'll be 63.
I need to look like him right now, not when I'm 62.
I need to start getting my NFL pension, so I can really feel old. But, no, I've been blessed in my life after football. A lot of it is because I take care of my body, and a lot of the reasons is with the CM cream and tablet and Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
InfoWarsHealth.com. We only promote the best, ladies and gentlemen. Tell us about your website. I want to come back and talk about the NFL and the culture in it now versus where it was. And has it cleaned up its image? Is it going to clean it up more? I mean, what? Yeah, and just sports in general. general just gets bigger and bigger. But give us some of your websites that people should visit.
Well, I'm with DrewPearsonShow.com. I have a show that I stream on web through the website, through internet, excuse me, and YouTube. And we do some shows periodically during the off season, but we hit it every week, once a week during the season. And we had great following through YouTube with the show.
But you're also on Fox Sports and ESPN.
I do. Well, we can the show. We do it live.
Hold on. We got to go to break. But see, he loves his own show the most.
Yes.
That's awesome. He wants to talk about his YouTube show, not his big Fox Sports show. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Gentlemen, and we've got Drew Pearson in studio with us. We'll be back this Sunday for the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central on many of these same stations. I will not be here because my great uncle died yesterday, and I got to go to his military funeral in East Texas. But David Knight's going to be doing the Sunday show in here, and I will be calling in because the funeral's at like 2 o'clock, and it'll be over by 3, and I'll probably go to an after deal, but I'll be calling in with any breaking news on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. As well. We've had a bunch of special reports this week from the Nightly News that we haven't gotten to on the radio. We'll be airing some of those incredibly important reports on the Sunday broadcast as well, 4 to 6 p.m. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we have a big story Kurt Nemo wrote up on DrudgeReport.com. Drudge is on there like every, the last 2 days in a row, Nemo's had stories on the Drudge Report. So good job to Kurt Nemo over there. Covering Dianne Feinstein saying you aren't press unless you're getting an official salary from an official news agency. And people better watch out about that because they want to start restricting people's access as the press to cover things and press freedom, like not giving up sources. They want to be able to say that you don't have those rights. But she's also saying talk radio shouldn't have press freedom and that they should have the fairness doctrine again that's totally unfair and controls what we can say. Did you know before the mid-1980s, folks, you couldn't get political and say what your view is? Drew Pearson, let me put you on the hot seat here. Of course, I was joking about, hey, look, you have all these big shows, but you love to promote your own. But I'm the same way. I mean, it's like when I do some YouTube at home and it's just me, I almost like it more than when I'm on the official show because it's like a hobby or something. It makes it more fun. But talking about politics in this world. I know you're nothing but a positive guy, but what is there that you think is positive about what's happening in America versus what's negative about what's happening in America? And then related to the Cowboys, what's positive about the Cowboys' development right now or other football teams versus negative? And is the NFL going to get less gangster now or more gangster?
I think it's going to get less gangster to take that on first, but because the NFL powers that be have always been trying to police the NFL as far as the players are concerned. Now, the players haven't lately been following that policy because you see more arrests from NFL football players, but that doesn't mean the NFL is not going to stop or is going to stop beating on these players to try to get them to do the right thing. But a lot of times these players get in this position where they're going to make this type of money and they feel this certain level of power now that they have because they are in NFL and they're playing under the shield of the NFL, they think they're invincible and they can go out and do things that they normally wouldn't do. But they quickly learn that, you know, once you cross that line and commit a crime or something of that nature, you're just like anybody else and you're going to be prosecuted just like anybody else. But I think what's positive in this country, I think our leadership is positive. I think, you know, despite, you know, still having a lot of issues, unemployment, educational, dealing with the war and all that kind of stuff that we deal with, I think the leadership, the right leadership is in place for us to deal with that. And I think what's so I think that's good. What's wrong is the some of the things I mentioned, you know, the unemployment, the poverty and things like that. You know, you go in Dallas, you look in certain areas, it looks like everything is great. But there's pockets of communities in Dallas where things aren't so great.
And oh, so, I know. I grew up in Dallas. Yeah.
We need to go in there and try to clean up those areas.
Remember during the 80s when Dallas was the murder capital?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's 50 years now since the assassination of JFK.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and so now that comes back to light, and now Dallas is again cast as that city, you know, where JFK died and all that negativity that came along with that. But, Alex, I've always been of the belief that we should take care of what's wrong with our country and our citizens first before we step overseas to help.
I agree. That's what
we need to help them too.
Yeah.
Because they need that assistance, but we got to take care of our own. How can we leave our people suffering here and in such dire strait type situations And then go help somebody else over there.
Well, that's what Jay Leno said to Obama.
And we'll have more here to help them over there.
So do you agree with what Jay Leno said to Obama a few nights ago? He said, look, we need to quit worrying about Egypt, get over here, because so much of our money, whether it's Republican or Democrat, is spent, they call it helping, but it's really to help grease the skids for special interest. A lot of times it aren't even American companies overseas.
Right.
I mean, if they were actually sometimes greasing the skids overseas for companies that actually had jobs here, then it might not be, I mean, it's not even paying off, is my point.
Right, you're right, it's not. And so I've always believed that we should take care of our own first before we step out and help others. And we can do both, you know. But
well, charity starts at home.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we got to do, because there's so many things that people deal with on a daily basis in their lives, whether it be physical or mental or, you know, unemployment. Or some issues, and, you know, we can paint that picture that America is so great and, you know, everybody's living great and all that, but we know that's not the true picture. You know, if you're going to paint the picture, paint the total picture and show, you know, poverty, the slums and so many areas. How about Detroit right now?
Oh, my gosh.
City's going down, you know. How can we can't put some influx of capital or whatever is needed to bring that city back and get them out of.
Well, if it wouldn't have shipped General Motors to China, take the bailout money and pay to ship it to China.
Yeah.
Gee, I'm no rocket scientist, but I think you'd actually pay to keep it in Detroit. Or
right, right. And you see the automotive industry has gotten better in Detroit, but it hasn't helped. It hasn't gotten better enough to help the city recover from where they are. And, it's a tough deal. I don't think many free agents in the NFL, baseball, NBA are looking, you know, beating their doors down to try to go to Detroit because of the quality of living there.
You talked about life after football, and I grew up watching football, you know, play a little football in my own haphazard way, family, all big football fans, and I liked good old-fashioned healthy football where it was a game and the people were interesting, and it was something, though, that was for football time. Nowadays, everything is sports-related. It just gets bigger and bigger, and it almost makes it hollow when the people really aren't even excited about it. It's just the only thing they even know to talk about, to where there's not anything else but that. And I know you make your living still out of football and love it and played it and, you know, like it and are a master of it. But at the same time, do you ever sit there and see the news leading with a sports story when something incredibly important isn't even on the news, and like ask yourself, I mean, is there ever a point for Drew Pearson where it's too much sports?
Yeah, right now. Yeah. And it's too much investigative sports. You know, they're making sports sound like the news, you know.
There you go.
You know.
Investigative sports. Yeah.
And, you know, it's crazy, you know. I mean, like the incident with the kid from A&M, Johnny Manziel. I mean, they're the ones blowing this up to it's become news, not only on the sports page, but on the front pages of newspapers. And as you say, leading newscasts and things like that. And it's the media that does it. And the media kind of lumps themselves in one category, one group, and they feel that their purpose is necessary, and it is. But I think in the world of sports, we look at that for enjoyment more so than finding out if a kid signed autographs for $7,500 or whatever, you know. And there's nothing more crooked, in my opinion, than the NCAA, you know, for the double standards that they set, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's a mafia.
All those guys on the suit side are making big money associated with the NCAA. But the ones that are getting, you know, screwed, so to speak, are the athletes, which they label as student athletes. You know,
and then you're a criminal if somebody gives you a car,
right.
but the fat cats can make hundreds of millions of dollars out of it.
Yeah, well, the kid plays a game on national TV. There's millions and millions watching on TV. There's 100,000 people sitting in that stands. After the game, where does he go? You can't even go buy him a meal. You know, he's got to be careful who pats him on the back even. He goes back to that dorm, gets in those books, and starts studying to try to stay eligible to play the next game. And where does that coach go? He's making $3 million a year. He gets in his paid car, you know.
Or he's making $10 million if it's Mac Brown.
Or, Nick Saban. And he, you know, he drives his family. He's got his family. They go to their big luxury home. They sit down at a dinner table, have a meal together while the kid's eating in a dorm with other, you know, student athletes. And
so there's a word for it.
Inequity.
It's parasitic. It's parasitic.
Yeah, that's a better, even better word. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I have, that's one of my biggest pet peeves is, how the NCAA is, overlooking the product. You know, it was that way for a long time in the NFL. When I came into the league, the owners could do anything they want with the players. Bob Lilly, all pro, was making $50,000 back then, you know, after 13 years in the league, and he's holding out my rookie year to get $80,000. You know, we had no leverage as players to fight the NFL owners and the powers that be. But once we started getting together as a union, I went on strike four times in my 11-year career with the Dallas Cowboys. One time in 82, we had a work stoppage where I missed six NFL games. Well, what that did is gave us credibility as a union. So now the NFL owners has to deal with us. And in dealing with us, you see where these salaries are now in the NFL.
And that's where the divide
sooner or later is going to happen with college football. I don't know how you're going to pay these kids, but sooner or later they're going to have to get some of that money that's being generated by them, the product.
Or it could almost go into like a college pension for them or something, you know, where the money gets put into a pension. If they get injured or if they can't get a job after, then there's a college pension. But then you wouldn't be paying the UT football coach. What is it a year? It's like $8
million? Yeah, and look at his record lately.
Do what?
Look at his record, one loss record lately.
He's absolutely.
Not, he's not living up to the expectations of that salary because of the one loss record. But, you know, that's the way the NFL is right now. And hopefully.
Well, you can compare it to.
The NCAA is right now, excuse me. And hopefully that'll change over time. But it's a great suggestion. What I suggest is, so when you sign that kid, now he's eligible for a fund. If he graduates after 4 years, it should be enough money in that fund where he can take that now and start to deal with his life after college football, getting the job, making that transition and all that. But he doesn't get that money until he graduates. Okay? And that graduation might come 10 years after, you know, he played the game. But at the same time, that money's accruing. And, you know, whenever he takes that money, he'll get whatever's there. But that's one way to do it. But then you get into the situation where you got the football team generating most of the income for the university and for the NCAA. So how do you make it fair and equitable for the swimming team, the golf team?
But again, that's communism because they're not bringing the draw. They don't deserve it.
Right.
And that's what's wrong.
They don't deserve it, and then and the other athletes.
But that's what's wrong with communism is that you take who produces and give it to somebody else. And then it's never going to be enough.
Right, right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, and then your society falls apart.
Yes.
I mean, socialism and communism just doesn't work. I mean, you can have a wealthy free market and then take some of it and try to give people a leg up, and that's a good idea, but it always becomes we can just vote ourselves everything that somebody else actually did. Like, but getting back to the union issue, I support unions in this country 100 years ago, even 50 years ago, but then they won't even stand up against NAFTA or GATT when it's obviously against them. Then they just become some, you know, group that's out for hire. But exactly, what if Americans got together as a union for liberty with a Bill of Rights and Constitution so special interests couldn't come in and basically get all that corporate welfare and take over the country? That's why they try to divide and conquer us everywhere, Drew, in my view. It's so we're all fighting over religion, race, all these things that are just distractions and just on the surface instead of $85 billion a month being given to foreign banks and QE3. Nobody even knows what that term is.
Right.
Because it's not on the news. Right. And they don't want it on the news. They want you worried about some college quarterback who might have got $5,000,
right,
you know, to pay for his, tuition or whatever, you know, behind the scenes or whatever happened, instead of foreign banks stealing trillions.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about that. And that's called a media brainwashing. And that's what they want us to talk about, think about, and not the other things that are most important.
We've got here with us, famous Dallas Cowboy, Drew Pearson. Obviously, everybody knows who he is, who follows football or sports at all, and all of his extracurricular work after football with shows on Fox Sports, ESPN. He has his own show. What is it, DrewPearsonShow.com?
DrewPearsonShow.com.
Right there, folks, and so much more. Okay, I've been asking all the questions so far. We got a little short segment after this. We got a few minutes before break. Drew, you are a very popular public speaker. What is the essence of what you try to impart to people in 2 minutes?
Well, I try to impart that if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself with successful people. And it's about building relationships with those people that you're associated with. You know, I've had some success in business because I surrounded myself with people that were smarter than me. You know, I think I know it all, but I knew there was people that have the accounting, administrative, selling expertise that I might not have, but I'm smart enough to surround myself with those people to learn from them. But one thing, you're not going to be successful in anything unless you have the passion for success.
Passion.
That's what longevity is all about. That's why they're a successful company, because they lead everything with passion, and that passion leads to flexibility, and that leads to efficiency, and that's why they're a great company. But you got to have the passion. Drew Pearson would have never made the Dallas Cowboys if I didn't love football, if I didn't love what everything about football, the running, the laps, all the up-down drills, the throwing up, and all that comes with the
game. You were in it to win it.
Yeah, that passion.
The adrenaline.
The game, and adrenaline.
The endorphin.
You feel. So therefore, I was ready to do anything to be successful, anything that's right within the rules to be successful, because nowadays you say that, you know, players are taking all these.
Well, it's like Roger Staubach said, it was war, though, when you guys would go out and play.
Yeah,
there.
And we came together, and, you know, at that time. So anyway, if you bring passion to what you're trying to do, and you surround that with yourself with the right people, then you have a great chance to be success.
But I think what you said historically is what every great person has said. You've got to have passion. You've got to like what you're doing.
Yeah.
You've got to be on a mission.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, I got to get up today. I got to.
Yeah.
My problem is I want to work too much.
You got a lot of passion, huh? Well, you need to transfuse some of that to the Cowboy players, because hopefully that with their missing, because we see talent there, but do they love the game enough to make the sacrifices, do all the small things, pay attention to the details that lead to the big things? Are they committed to doing that? And we're going to find out this season for the Cowboys.
Let's talk about the Cowboys in the final segment straight ahead. Folks, get the CM Plus pills, get the cream. It's all available. It's simply amazing. At InfoWarsHealth.com, CM Cream, Longevity, InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchase supports the broadcast and this truly independent, libertarian, constitutional transmission that is just reaching out to more and more people. We promote the best products. He said, surround yourself with greatness. We, the best Pro Pure water filters, the best books, the best films, the best T-shirts, the best news, the best investigative reports. We're breaking national news every day, and we're only getting better. Success breeds success.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke, and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
It's our final segment with Drew Pearson, and I'm really flattered that he flew down to Austin, Texas, and he's a busy guy. He's going to do a little bit of nightly news with us, and then he's going to jump back on an airplane and go back. And the Cowboys play, I guess, in Oakland tonight, don't they?
Yes, they do. Second exhibition game. They play five this year because they played the Hall of Fame. Nothing but rookies played last week, or what was it, Sunday night, in the Hall of Fame game against Miami, but tonight you'll see more veterans out there. Tony Romo will be starting. Rest of the veterans will get at least one or two series of action because, you know, in the NFL, it's you can get physical in shape, but part of your physical conditioning has got to be the contact part of it. And you got to play the game to get that. You sometimes can get that in practice, but you really get the true feel, the speed of the game for that contact and the type of blows you're going to receive and get prepared for that only in game situations. So Jason Garrett's got to play his starters some tonight, and you just knock on wood and hope none of them gets hurt or out with injuries.
What happened to the Cowboys overall? Did they just get to where they weren't hungry anymore?
I just think they lost sight of what it takes to be successful. Jerry Jones came out maybe a few years ago before the stadium was built and said the Dallas Cowboys do not have to win another football game for the Dallas Cowboys to make money. And that's true.
That's a bad thing to say.
A pathetic thing to say because your business is about winning. You know, it's your product. You win. You might be making money now, but you want to make more money. You know.
Well, it's not even that though. Why play a game if you're not going to try to win? Because that translates to life. Like it's almost like too big to fail. Well, the big banks can rip everybody off, but we're taxpayer backed. So it's like Jerry Jones. Hey, you pay for my stadium and screw everybody.
Right, and you got a nice place to come sit and watch us lose. Who wants to do that? So anyway, they have to get a different mindset, a mindset of winning, and they got talent. Everybody says they got talent, but they still it's potential talent, meaning they haven't proved it yet. So hopefully this year they can prove it. They made some changes. I think all the changes they made in the offseason are positive. Jason Garrett is now a head coach. They call it a walk-around head coach where he can deal with every aspect of the football team instead of being just that head coach offensive coordinator where now he's just concentrating mostly on offense and letting other aspects of the team and issues with the team slip through the cracks.
It's like a manager.
Yeah, and that's what you need as a head coach. Now, Landry was different. He could handle it. He was not only the manager, but he put the offense offensive game plan together, he put the defensive game plan together. And on Sundays, he called the offensive plays. But at the same time, he was still good enough that he could manage the situation because he was experienced, you know. He coached 29 years for the Dallas Cowboys. But Jason Garrett is not there yet, so he needs to focus on just being the head coach. So now Bill Callahan is calling plays, and this is going to be good for Romo because he's been hearing from Jason Garrett for the last 9 years. Now he gets to hear from another voice and somebody else in his ear, and that person hopefully will tell him not only what he's doing well, but what he's doing wrong as well.
And folks can find out more at drewpearsonshow.com. Yes. And I saw several other sites. I guess those are fan sites.
Yes. Also, drewpearsoncompany.com. Drew Pearson's coming out with a new line of sports performance wear called Drew Pearson Motion.
Yeah, there you are on screen right there. Yeah. You got an old Fox Sports, ESPN, everything.
Yeah, I got a lot of things going with the Drew Pearson Show. That big tall guy there is Mark Colombo. He's a former Cowboy, played 9 years in the NFL.
See, you've done a great job, but you're not just giving up on life. And I still talk about America and liberty. We can't just give up on it because there's all this tyranny. We've got to get charged up or I guess roll over and die.
Yeah, you know, life is different now. 60 is like 40 to me, man. I feel good. And if you take care of yourself, you know, use some of these longevity products to have a better life and good well-being within your life, you'll be all right. But, you know,
absolutely.
Because you get older, we don't go away. We just get more energy.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. InfoWarsHealth.com to get it all. Drew Pearson, it's been amazing having you. Been watching you since I was a little kid in Dallas.
Hey, let me tell you, it's been amazing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.